So when precisely is our Jewish New Year? Any answers?
Four of them.
When's our Jewish New Year? Okay, I hear Rosh Hashanah. Wait, who said? What did you say, Carrie? Which one? Which one is the correct answer this morning? Which one? Because, oh, very good. I hear another one. Nisan. Who just said there's four? Ira Friedman, president of our congregation, said there are four New Years. And that's exactly correct. When I asked the question, when is our Jewish New Year, it was a bit of a trick question. Because as Jews, we mark four times during the year and label these times our New Year. If you look at Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah teaches us that there are four New Years. The first of those four, I heard it before, the first of Nisan. The second is the first of, this one's a little harder, Elul, and I'll explain in a second. The next one is the one that we are most familiar with, Tishrei, right? And the fourth, it's coming up, Tu B'Shvat. So let me explain what each one of them signify. The first one, the first of Nisan, it happened to be that we used this marker in order to denote the beginning of the king's new year of reigning. So it marks the beginning of kingship. It's also the marker of which holiday? Pesach, exactly. Now Elul is interesting. What that marks is the beginning of the tithing of cattle. And I thought it was fascinating because what we're taught is that the majority of cattle are actually born in the month of Av, and so it makes sense to do the tithing in Elul. Tishrei, we know, Rosh Hashanah, the New Year's of the New Year, and Tu B'Shvat is the birthday of the trees. Excellent. This is very good for intro to Mishnah. Very impressed. But I was thinking about the question, we have so many various holidays throughout the Jewish calendar. Why is it important to Dafka to precisely call these four points during the year our new year? Why can't we just call them holidays? Why can't we just call them significant occasions? Why do they get as much significance as to call them a new year? And then I was thinking about what I taught a few weeks ago in Torn the Round. A few weeks ago we came to the end of the book of Bereishit, and we all rose from our seats and we said together, Chazak, Chazak, Benit Chazek. But while we're used to saying that particular phrase at the end of a book of the Torah, there's actually another phrase that we learn at the end of a Masechet of Talmud, a Masechet of Gemara. And the translation of that line is, we will return to you. Meaning, at the end of a book, one might expect that you celebrate the achievement of finishing, the achievement of finally getting through all of the dialogue, all of the conversations, every Mishnah, every sugya, and the celebration would be, we're finally done. But that's not what we say at all. What we say at the end of our learning is that we pray to God that we will return again. In a sense, that we will return anew. That we will start over. And I thought, what a beautiful attachment to each of our new years. Each of those particular points in the Jewish year, they're not endings. We are not celebrating the completion of something. Rather, what we're celebrating is the ability to begin again. And I think today was a perfect example of just that. We celebrated two birthdays this morning, and it was not the completion of one year, but rather we're celebrating the chance to look forward. And of course, I know this morning we are not celebrating a Jewish New Year, but it is a new year nonetheless. And so I hope and pray that all of us have a chance to begin this year with a fresh perspective, a new chance at life, and a revival of our spirit to begin again, day after day, month after month, year after year. Shana Tova, 2011.